As you know, a nizik gets idiots, bachayv gets beinonis, and subasisha gets iburis. That's the Mishnah in Gittin. And the Gemara explains that bachayv min ha-Torah also gets iburis. Really, the din Torah is that bachayv also can only manayim iburis. Why does a bachayv get beinonis? So the Gemara says that it was a takana that named the ilas delas, that people who lend money and end up stuck with tziburis are not going to want to lend money again. So since Chazal wanted that people should lend money, named the ilas delas, Chazal said that even though the Torah says a bachayv get tziburis, the rabbanu on the sack and they gave him beinonis. Shar Mishpat on Chayshu Mishpat clears the following shayla. He clears if a person goes on his own and he creates a chiyuv as a gift. He wants to give a gift to someone else, and he's mechayiv himself with a kinyan. He creates a chayiv that he owes someone $100, let's say. So he's mechayiv himself, there's no loan. He just creates a chayiv, he writes a shtar, or he does a king of chalipin to create the chayiv. However he goes about it, he creates a chayiv of $100. And now, the person is coming to be teveya. What does he get? Does he get ziburis or beinonis? That's the question. What should he get? Pashtus he should get. Pashtus he should get ziburis, because there's no, in this case, there's no takana of Milas Dallas. It's not a loan. It's something he voluntarily was makabel on himself as a chiyuv. L'chayit should be ziburis. The other side is that maybe the din that a chayv is bebeinonis, maybe there's a loy plug in the Durabana. We know sometimes when the Rabbana made a takana, they made the takana with a loy plug. They said, look, we're making a takana b'chayv should get beinonis. The reason for the takana is the reason we made the takana. But once we make it, it's across the board. And you get beinonis no matter what. So this is the Shar Mishpat's kler. When a person creates a chayiv on himself, he voluntarily is mechayiv himself to give someone money, do we say loy plug, and it's also beinonis, or do we say no, it's ikar adin, it's ziburis? So no, there's no such thing, no such kind of thing. So the lechayre, it's a raya from the bottom line of Avalid Beis up to Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara said, "Hari alaymana lebedek habayis." What's that? Hari alaymana lebedek habayis is not a chayv; it's a voluntary chayv. It's mamish this case. Hari alaymana lebedek habayis. The osi gizbe v'shokol me'idius. So the Gemara says, "Lo yehi ala bal chayv or bal chayv bebeinus." So Gemara says that's a case of bal chayv, and a bal chayv is beinus. So it's beferish in the Gemara, mamish this case. No, is it mamish the case? Mamish is clear. The person voluntarily created on himself a chayv. He said, "I'm going to give a donation of bedek habayis of 100," and the Gemara says, "Beferish bal chayv bebeinus." Beferish, the beferish Gemara. That we say loy plug, and no. B'chay bebeinus. No, we're saying b'chay bebeinus. Why is it b'chay bebeinus? When I tell you b'chay bebeziburis, no. B'chay bebeinus means after the takana.
What English would say that?
Gemara seems to be saying it's the Agamein Adin of Bachay Bebeinus. Gemara isn't saying that Hegdish is different. Gemara is saying, no. That's what Gemara seems to be saying. So the Chayr, it's a very good Raya. The Shar Mishpat is not happy with the Raya. Shar Mishpat says that this Gemara is going on the Daraisa anyway. This Gemara really is going on the Pasuk. We're going on Rabbi Kiva's Kabbalah Chayim LaHegdish. So really, the Gemara should have said Bachay Biziburis. It really should have said the Daraisa. So he says that it says in the Chiddushi Rashba. I looked in the Rashba, I didn't see it. But he brings from the Rashba that says that Bachay Bebeinin is Lav Dafkit L'Ravusa. Gemara is saying Balchayv, the most of Balchayv could get is ever is Beinonis. But it doesn't mean that in this case it's Beinonis. Because the Gemara anyhow is discussing the Din Torah, the Din Daraisa. And since it's discussing the Din Daraisa anyhow is a Din of Ziburis. So the Lashon Beinonis, Balchayv Beinonis is just like the Gemara didn't want to get into the nitty gritty of whether it's Ziburis, Beinonis. The Gemara's point is it's not Idi, it's not Idi's. So the Gemara's lashon b'chay b'beinus is a lav dafka dika lashon anyhow. He brings from the Rashba. So it's hard to bring a raya, he says, from the Gemara, where there are other reasons that the lashon Gemara is lav dafka. So he brings a second raya from an isha. An isha after a get gets a ksuba. And she also gets back her nichsei tzayin barzel, the thing she brought into the marriage, she gets back. And nichsei tzayin barzel means she gets the value back. It's chanced up at a value, she gets paid. In Shulchan Aruch it says that nichsei tzayin barzel, a woman gets tiburis. Even though it's a chayv. It's really, what is nichsei tzayin barzel? A woman gets married, she brings money into the marriage, and they shots up the value at a certain amount, and whatever happens over the years of the marriage, she gets back that original amount. That's what Nisei Tzayin Barzel means. So it's really a chayv. And you see, you get ziburis. So he says, from the fact that Nisei Tzayin Barzel, a woman gets back ziburis, it's a chayv. It's a raya that if you have a chayv without the reasons of Nilas Delas, by Nisei Tzayin Barzel, the whole reason of Shleitin al Delas doesn't apply. So we see that you get Ziburis. So he wants to bring a raya of Fakert now, that it's Ziburis, that when you have a chayv, which is not, where it's not Shaya Shleitin al Delas, that you get Ziburis.
Isn't that right, the kind of Ziburis?
That what?
That if you make a maid, it's both on the kind of Ziburis.
Is this such a takana? Or even the general takana by Ksuba? You know, so that's what he says. He says that maybe it's no raya, because it could be that by Nisei Tzayin Barzel and Isha, it's like a loy plug of the Ksuba. It's really all part of the Ksuba. If you listen, if you ever listen to the Ksuba when they're reading it, you'll hear that the Ksuba has what we call the Ksuba. And then it also mentions the nechassim she brings in. That the nechassim she brings in also says shots up at Meir's Kuk and Kesef, and he's mechayiv himself kenegdam. So he says it could be it's no raya from Isha either, because it could be Isha is different because it's a light plug of ksuba. The chayiv of nechsei tzayin barzel we can be mesupik. Should we say it's a light plug of a chayiv, a light plug of a ksuba? So he says it could be by chayvus there's a light plug. Chayvus always get benefits. You see, Tzayin Barzel of Aisha is a different light plug. It's a light plug of Ksuba and it always gets Iburis. So Lamaisa he blibes in a Safik on the original Shaila. I thought the Raya from the Agamara was a good Raya, but he himself is not happy with it.
What about by Zikin and Zakhala of
Nova? Zikin that Zakhala of Nova. Maybe that should be a raya. We said the raya had said that the zikin that you change into a loan gets benefits. So there's no like tinal palace. Heard that raya? It should be a raya. I don't know. The mashmois there is that it becomes a chayv. That's not what the novel becomes a novel. Chayv would be a raya. good. Okay. So we learned yesterday to the two dads. We learned the sugi of paying the karka v'idias. Now the sugi continues. It starts now with the other inyanim of payment. And it brings gzeiras hakasav. We're going to try to understand in general what's going on here. Let's just learn the gzeiras hakasav inside. Rami le'abayi le'ava, k'siv meitav sadeh meitav karma yishalim, meitav imidiach v'ini loy. By karka it says, yoli pay meitav. And there, by Shavu Kesef, you can pay whatever you want. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, before we get into the Gemara's Kasha and Teretz, this Gezeres HaKosev of Yashuv, the Rabbi Shavu Kesef, is a source of a Sugya Arichta, a big Inyan, in understanding the Din of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. It's in a sugya whose Iker Makim is in the Rishayim and the Kiddushin Daf Beis, and they Tosus there brings this Gemara, all the Rishayim bring this Gemara. So let's step back for a minute and just talk about. We'll get back to the sugya itself, but the idea of Shavu Kesef Kekesef, the fact that if I owe you money instead of paying you cash, I can pay you something that's worth cash. Shavu Kesef Kekesef. I want to do a Kinyan Kesef, I don't have to do it with Kesef, I can do it with Shavu Kesef. If I want to do Pinyan Aben, you don't have to have coins by a Pinyan Aben. You can do Pinyan Aben with Shavu Kesef. If the father of the baby forgot to bring the coins to a Pinyan Aben, what do? You take one of the pieces of jewelry there. It's got to be worth 100 grams of silver, it's got to be worth whatever it is, $50-$60. And he could do pinyan aben. It doesn't have to be a kesef. It doesn't have to be a 5 coins. Shavu kesef kekesef. The klal b'chala tera kula. That shavu kesef is kekesef. You have in the first mission of kedushin, oishas miskadeshas bekesef, bepruto b'shavu pruto. That shavu kesef is good, just as good as kesef. Okay, that's a klal that we have just about everywhere. Shavu kesef is kekesef. The question is, where do we know this klal? From where do we know it? What is the source for this rule that wherever we talk about money, shavu kesef is as good as kesef as well? So how do we know it? So there are two mahalchim in the Rishayim. The two mahalchim are very distant one from the other in Lamdis. We'll see why. There are two mahalchim in the Rishayim. How do you know shavu kesef is kekesef? Taisus Shita, Rashi Shita, Rashi and Taisus both hold that we learn it out from here. Gzeres HaKosev. It says, Yashiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef, Afilu Suvin. So Taisus and Kedushin on Daf Beis, the Rashi I think is on Daf Yud Aleph in Kedushin. They say, how do you know Shavu Kesef Kekesef? It's a Gilei Kra by Nezikin. It says here in the post, Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. So we learn at Chala Tera Kula that everywhere else it's the same. The Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, these four Rishayim. It's always called Shitas HaRajba. It's actually all these Rishayim. The Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Ran all disagree. They say Shavu Kesef Kekesef is a svara. It's a svara that Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. What's the difference if I give you a piece of silver, or I give you a jacket, or I give you meat? All these things they're all the same. They're all value. So the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva hold that the idea of Kesef. Shavu Kesef Kekesef is a svara. Here, why do you need a pasuk? We'll talk about it, but it's a svara. You don't really need pasukim for Shavu Kesef Kekesef. Okay, we'll get back to why in the world do you need a pasuk over here if it's a svara, which they will answer. But we'll see. Now, this machlokes Rishayim is the yesodistik machlokes in the meaning of money. The meaning of kesef. Because if you have a machlaikis, if it's a svara, that shavu kesef is kekesef, What's the issue? The issue is, what's kesef? How do you, what is money? How do you identify money? What is money? What? Over the cipher. Money is over the cipher. So if you go to a country where they deal in bartering, so bartering is also kesef. What? By Ephraim, it says kesef was over the cipher. Well, over the cipher meaning it was really top notch coins that any cipher would take. Okay, but step back for a minute. Well, what does it mean when we say that coins are money? Why are coins any more money than apples? Well, why do we call a coin money and not apples?
You can produce
I can produce apples.
You can produce coins.
I can produce coins. What? Coins? I can make as many coins as I want. Well, if you have a lot of coins, the value goes down. If you have a lot of apples, the value goes down. Anything you have a big supply of, the value goes down.
Apples, anybody can go grow apples on the tree.
Anybody can make coins, except the government doesn't let you. So if they want to use apples. Why can't I make gold? I dig up gold. I mean, apples. I mean, apples, it's true. Apples multiply. Okay, so instead of apples, I'll ask you. Well, what's the difference between forks and dollar bills and coins? So why is the fork? Let a fork be money. A fork also has value. No? What is the notion that there's such a thing as money? What does it really mean? So one way to understand it is just something that people accept. It's just, you're right. It has no bigger meaning. It's just, it's not practical to deal in forks. Make a hole in your pants, in your pocket. And apples are big. So you need something small. So I guess diamonds are too rare, so they ended up with silver, gold and silver. One way to understand is that money is just a practical thing. It's a way of getting around. So human beings agree that there should be such a thing as money. And really, it's taka emes. Money is no different. There's no difference between a dollar and an apple. It's just as a practical matter, if you go into a store and you want to pay it with apples, it's just not practical. So therefore, would human beings agree to pay with kesef? And that's taka one way to understand kesef. There's another way to understand kesef. Let's say we would live in a world where everyone barters. There wouldn't be, no one would have ever thought of the idea of money. The way it works is, I grow corn, you grow apples, you grow wheat, and you make shoes, and you have meat, and we just trade. Every time we want to do something, we trade. Right? You give me bananas, and I'll give you apples. You know, we trade things. That's the way the world would work. Could the world work that way? Is it theoretically possible? Is it theoretically possible for the world to work that way? Huh? Chazanish says it's impossible. He writes, if we would live in a world where everyone bartered, there would be a chiyuv to create a concept of money. Why? He says it's eifshur. Why is it eifshur? Why
store it?
Not because you have to store it. Not because you have to store it. You can have a look. That's a practical thing. What? Not everyone. It's still saying a practical reason, but that says the Torah mechayev me to create money. So people don't have; they don't have. Tough on them. Chazanish says there's an absolute necessity for money. So Dinei Torah can't work without money. Why not? What? Stakel by Raisa Bari Alma. That's not a reason why. If the Alma would be without money, why you would have to create money? If there would be an Alma without money, I would say. The Chazanish says something very pashut. It's really the first sukkah in Perek Hazav. Let's say we would live in a world where people just trade things, right? And I would go, and I'm Mazik, your animal. So you have a cow, and your cow is worth how much? No dollars now, right? We live in a world where they have no dollars. So let's say your cow is worth 500 apples, right? So I would kill your cow. I owe you 500 apples. Or, let's say, 1,200 peanuts. Or, I can give you anything. I can give you shoes. Maybe it's worth 100 shoes. So the world can work that way, l'chayr, right? I killed your animal, and I owe you either 500 apples, right? Everything will have its own value. But values change from day to day. Things change. One day there's an apple surplus, and apples go down. And one day there's a peanut surplus, and then peanuts go down. So if I would kill your animal on a day that your animal is worth 500 apples, and I'm going to pay you a week later, a week later, a cow is worth 450 apples. So I come to you, I say, I only want to pay 450 apples. You say, 500 apples. Shekels do the same. Okay, one second. Let's hold on a second. So I'm going to tell you, no, it's only worth 450 apples. Apples change. You'll tell me, yeah, well, apples might have gone down, but peanuts went up. You really owe me more. It would be impossible to set a price value on anything. Let's say I borrowed apples from you. I borrowed from you 500 apples. Now I'm paying you back a week later. What do I pay you a week later? Now you could say, if I have 500 apples, I give it back. But I'm not in the apple business. I borrowed 500 apples from you, and I happen to be in the wheat business. I have wheat. How much wheat do I pay you? Price fluctuation would be impossible. I mean, prices will fluctuate based on supply and demand, but it would be impossible to give an absolute value, what we call a shavius, to anything.
The price fluctuates in the item that you damaged anyways. Right? Then when we still give you a set amount, so why can't we give you a set amount on what you replace it with?
Because the person will always choose to replace it with the thing that's beneficial to him. If you give him a choice, there are 1,000 items in the market, he's going to pick the one that's best for him, right? There's no absolute value. So maybe he's allowed to do that. Yeah. He can just pay whatever he wants. It's not a dollar of a stabber.
No, it's the same value.
I borrowed money on a day value. Today, but I have to pay what it was worth when I borrowed. I borrowed on that day, it was worth this many nuts and this many apples. Today, the nuts went up, apples went down. I don't want to pay you more, and I don't want to pay you less. I'm an honest person. I want Bezdin to tell me, what do I owe you? So how's Bezdin going to decide? One thing went up, one thing went down. How's Bezdin decide what I owe you? Opinion of Ben has to be 5 coins in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was equal to X number of apples and X number of animals. How do I know today what we're talking about?
The same amount.
There's no way to know shavius.
What? You have to pay what you owed that day.
You always have to pay what you owed that day. And what I owed on that day was this many apples and this many oranges, this many nuts. Today, they all changed. So when today I'm giving you something, I'm going to choose to give you that item which is cheaper today. Let's say that day I had a choice of 500 apples or 1,000 nuts.
So
it said it's 500 apples, right? So it's going to be the weirdest thing. I killed your animal, I owe 500 apples, today I have to give you 500 apples, right? Somebody else, I sold 500 apples that day, it was worth one animal, but now that it changed, he's going to give me back more than an animal. He's going to be back. It can't be a one deal it's more, one deal it's less. There has to be a set amount. No, that's never so. It's never that way. If you steal from someone, let's say you steal an animal from someone, a day it's worth $100, and today is a shortage of animals, you still pay what you stole.
Money also changes value.
That's good. 1 second. You're right. What the Chazanish writes, it's really a sugi and hazav. The Chazanish just writes in this language that if there be no money, you would have to create money. Chazanish says there has to be a tibba. There has to be something that all shavius is pegged to. You have to have one thing and peg value to that. And that is kesef. That the Torah calls kesef. Kesef is a certain value. It's a certain amount of money. And that shavius is what we call money. That shavius. Now, the Torah pegged it to kesef, pegged it to silver, and it's a certain value of silver. That's money. What does that mean? That means, let's say, someone borrowed $100 from you in 1960, and you finally caught up with him 45 years later, and you say, you owe me $100. So you're telling him, you know, I lent you $100 in 1960, you know, then, you know, you can get on the bus for a dime. So today, you should have to pay me 15 times as much. $1960 is worth more than $1,000 today. So what's the din? How much does he have to pay? Just pays $100. The Torah is keveya ul shavi is based on money. Even though it's true, the value of money changes. Everything changes. There's always a fluctuation in money and in merchandise and in real estate. Everything fluctuates. But for Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi Dinim of Mominis, there's a Kaviyas HaTorah of Shavius. That Shavius, that's what we call money. Money is a necessary mitzias for the ability of the Torah to be Kaviyas Dinim Mominis. Without Mominis, there couldn't be Dinim Mominis, because there could be no way of pegging a value. So that the way to look at money is that money is what establishes the shavius of anything. Anything in the eyes of halacha is established by shavius. Even though we all agree that $1960 are worth $1,000 now, but hafalpikein, dinei mamonis are pegged to shavius. Now this is a yisoid gadol in the way to look at kesef. Agav, Rav Moshe has an interesting trigger. In the Gris Moshe, he says that this concept that everything is pegged to Tiva is only in Bein Adam L'Chavera. In Bein Adam L'Mokai, Rav Moshe says it's not so. There are people who bought a house in 1960 in Borough Park for $30,000. And they could sell it today for $1 million. So how much Maisa do they have to give? Have a profit of $970,000. I wouldn't mind. Okay, I'll give them ice and take it. But the question is, I'll be din what? So Rav Moshe Grada holds that in Bein Adam Lamokim, in Rabbi Dine Tzedakah, you do look at, you take $30,000 1960 value. It's not worth $1 million today, but it's worth, let's say, it's worth $300,000 today, whatever the numbers are, and your profit is only what went up beyond that. So that anything that the inflationary pressures of the marketplace caused the value of the money to go down, Rav Moshe holds that for Dinei Tzedakah, it's not, you're allowed to take into account the change in the value of the money. Because the emes is that the value of money, it changes. However, in Dinei Mominis, and what we're talking about here in our sugya, Dinei Mominis, Kinyan Kesef, and Kiddushin also goes with Kinyan Kesef, it's just Ishla Kinyan Kesef. All Dinei Mominis, all Chayshim Mishpat Dekadinim, money is a pegged Shavius, and that Shavius is the Shavius of all Dinei Mominis, of all Dinei Ben Al-Chaveir, of Nezikim, of everything. We could.
So
we could, society could get together and decide everything depends on apples. What?
You damage my name at the time that it was with apples.
We could do it with apples, no problem.
So you always have to give that apples with apples.
That's right. If a community, if we would wake up one day, there's no money in the world, then we could get together and agree that apples are money. We could do that.
Not apples, anything is every part.
It can't be everything, but it can't be two things.
Why not?
Because there's two things. What do you do? I stole money at a time. It was worth 500 apples and 1,000 nuts. Now when I'm paying, it's still worth 500. The thing I stole is still worth 500 apples, but it's worth 1,100 nuts. So now what do I owe? Which one?
Either 500 apples or 1,000.
But then the vaiti you don't have. You don't have any value. Which value? I want to ask a Shailan Bez. Why do I owe?
Money is doing the same thing. If you could buy 500 apples or 1,000 nuts, and now you can only buy
900. But it didn't change. At the time I stole, I could only get $1,000 bills for that. So that is tibba, that's money, that's shavius. and that remains set. Everything else fluctuates. What I have to pay is $1,000. If the apples change, I'll pay different the number of apples. But the tibba is, if I ask Bezen, what do I owe? They tell me $1,000. They tell them I want to pay in apples. So we don't shots up the apples at the time of the hezek. I owe $1,000. Whenever I pay, if I'm paying Shavah Kesef, I pay Shavah Kesef worth the same $1,000. You know, the halacha is, and people don't know that, that if you borrow, let's say you borrow 100 pounds of flour from someone today, and you pay him back a month later, you don't pay him back 100 pounds of flour. That's called saw b'saw. That's ribis. If you borrow 100 pounds of flour at a time it's worth $50, then when you pay back, you have to pay him $50. Now, if the 100 pounds are still worth $50, you can pay it back. If the price fluctuates, then you can't pay him back. That would be ribis. You follow? The price of something is always established by tibba, by money. And forget about 100 pounds of flour. If you go down to your neighbor, you borrow a dozen eggs, and you're giving back a dozen eggs. The reason we borrow a dozen eggs and give it back a dozen eggs the next week is because we assume the price didn't change. In our society, there's no rapid fluctuation in it. But if somebody borrowed a watermelon from someone in the summer, and is giving you back a watermelon today, that's ribbis. Because a watermelon in the summer is 30, 40 cents a pound. A watermelon in the winter is a dollar a pound. If you borrowed a watermelon then, it's awesome to give back a watermelon today. The Gemara calls that saw to saw. If you borrowed a saw, you can't get back a saw. The value of what you owe when you borrow a watermelon is whatever that costs that day. Money is the... Money defines all dinei mamonos. Doesn't matter if you borrow a watermelon, if you work for someone, he owes you money, what, it doesn't matter what. The shavius is established by tibba. And not only that, but the Gemara says with silver, because in the time of Chazal, there was a fluctuation between silver, gold, and copper. They had coins of copper, coins of silver, coins of gold. So the Gemara says in Hazav, that kesef is the tibba. The value is set at silver. That is the value. Now that is the correct understanding of why we have money. It's also true that it's easier to carry money in your pocket than to carry apples in your pocket. But there happens to be so also. Once society chooses something, we choose something that's easy to carry. But that's not the point. The point of money is that without money, dinei mamonos couldn't exist. Not because you need silver. If there would be no silver in the world, we'd use something else. And if we decided to use apples, we could use apples. But the concept of a ped shavius is crucial to all dinei mamonos. That must be. That has to be. What? You live in a society of bartering. To keep Dine Atayra, you have to establish one thing as tibba.
Yourself
works. You know, a person can't do it himself. The society would have to get together and do it. If they don't want to listen to you, so you're stuck.
But
so
what?
So what do you do if you're in a society where there's no lulavim, so you don't have a lulav? In a society where there's no money, you're stuck. No, you would have to... it would be very difficult. How would you pay back? You'd have to pay back by the lowest common equal value. Because then he's right, it's a yefshir. You're asking me a question, then he says it's a yefshir. It couldn't be, it couldn't exist. For dinei mamonos, what? But it's not true, because if I borrow a cow, I'm not allowed to pay back the cow if the cow's worth more when I pay it back, just like the dozen eggs. So it depends if cows went up or cows went down in between. Now how do I know went up or down? I compare it to what? To sheep or to apples? To real estate, it's very hard. There has to be something to peg it to.
Yeah.
If there's a barter system, the cow's not worth the cow. That's not really true if you think about it. There's always value. Even if there's nothing to peg it to, there's a concept of value. If you live in a system where they barter things, you would be constantly juggling to get the thing that's going up, right? You know, you're not looking to possess 1,000 apples if apples are going down, right? You want to hold the thing that's going up. Mm-hmm. It still would be pegged to Shabbos. It's just there would be no absolute way of establishing Shabbos. Now, understanding that there's a concept of Shavuos, the question becomes, so what is the Shavuos? Let's say Shavuot Pruta. What is Shavuot Pruta? Now that you're telling me that it's impossible really to peg something, so what Moshe Rabbeinu told us is a din of Pruta. What's a Pruta? What is a Pruta? Did Moshe Rabbeinu come down and give us a coin and tell us that this coin is always going to be a Pruta, light on blood? Can't be a Pruta is copper. Copper is not Tiva. What makes something Shavuot Pruta? How do we... Alright, we understand this Shavuos. So we're about to set up a standard for Shavuos. How do we start? From where do we begin? So the Rambam and the Rif hold that a Shavuot Pruta is Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef. A Shavuot Pruta is always the value of silver, chatzi sa'ira, half the size of a barley bean. You all know what a barley bean looks like, each other. Half the size of a barley bean worth of silver, not a whole lot. That amount of silver is a shavuot pruta. And we have such a Kabbalah, the Rambam says. It's not clear to us where the Rambam got it from. There's no Gemara that says it. The Gemara constantly says, kesef, silver. That's tied to silver. How much silver? The Rambam got it from the Rif. The Rif Mustam got it ish for piyish, that he holds that it's chatzi sa'ira kesef. It's a half sa'ira of kesef, so you have to shut up how much that is. That's the shita of the Rambam Rif. The shita of the Rajba, the Ritva, is that a shava pruta is an amount that you could buy something with. The minimum shavuos that's around. The minimum shavuos. It has to be worth something. Why does that mean worth something? You have to be able to buy something for it. Buy what? So I don't know, what's the smallest thing you could buy in a store nowadays? What's the smallest thing? Stores don't like to sell individual candies. Right? Years ago they sold, you could buy individual candy. You can't even buy one lollipop in a store, could you?
Candy store.
So the smallest thing that a normal person buys, that you could buy, that's, according to the Rashi and the Ritva, that's a Shavuot Pruta. You have to be able to buy something with it. That's not a Shavuos, that's a Pruta. Because they hold that even silver is not absolute. There are two shittas. The name that Avni Vuluim says, the way Avni Vuluim calls it, is that they argue in Taich. What's the Taich? When it says in the Torah, Kesef Yoshev Babalov, is that possible? Kesef. How does the article Taich Kesef? Money or silver? If you were writing a translation, how would you translate the word Kesef in the Torah? Silver or money? Davni Maluim says, it's a machlaikis, these are shining. The Rambam and the Rif hold, it's Kesef Mamish. It means silver. Money is silver. All money is pegged to silver, to chatzi sa'ira kesef. So we say, when we use the word silver for money, it means silver, because everything's pegged to silver. Kesef mamish. The Rashba holds, no. Kesef is kesef shavuos. It means a value. It's an amount. It's an abstract amount. We can't talk about abstract, so we peg it to silver. But it's an abstract amount, and it's the amount that a person could get that has some shavuos to human beings. Now, right away, this is a tremendous machlokes in halacha l'maisa. How much is a shavuot pruta nowadays? People talk about, is a penny a shavuot pruta? A penny is not a shavuot pruta. According to the Shita Saramba, it's a chatzi sa'ira Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef. So the Chazaynish shots us up that an ounce of silver has 1920 Chatzis Sa'iris of Kesef. An ounce of silver has 1920 Chatzis Sa'iris, which means that if an ounce of silver is $19.20, then a penny is a pruta. How much is an ounce of silver nowadays? About $6. It's approximately $6, somewhere in that range. Which means that, like the Rambam in the Rif, there are three prutas in a penny. You take an ounce of silver, which is $6, you divide it by 1920. That means that it's roughly a third of a penny is a pruta, as man said, according to the Rambam in the Rif. You follow what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with whether you can buy anything with it. Zero to do with it. It's chatzi sa'ira kesef. You take a chatzi sa'ira silver, you shatz it up. I don't know if Chazon Ish was a big shiurim. I don't know anybody else who shatz it up. In the Sefer, the Chazon Ish, he writes that he estimates 1920 per ounce. And he writes it to see the grams, but it comes out to 1920 an ounce. So a pruta is easily a penny. It never happened that a silver went over $19.20. And Mimela, it's always a penny. No, the Rambam holds that we have such a Kabbalah from Moshe Mesinai, like all Shiurim. It's an absolute klal.
And that's how much the Chatzisar is worth? Always?
The Chatzisar could change. The price of silver changes every day. It's always, whatever there are always 1920 Chatzisaris in an ounce of silver. But how much you would pay for that changes. The value changes. So an ounce of silver, maybe today is $6. I think a while ago it was going up. It was $7-$8. Usually floats around $5-$6. The value of an ounce of silver. Now it could go up. It was in when Carter was president, and nobody had any faith in the government. The price of everything shot up. Silver was $10, $11, $12 an ounce. Gold was almost $1,000 an ounce. People who invested in gold and silver got rich. People who invested in it late got poor because then it went down. It fluctuates, but that's what we're saying. The hagufa, the fact that it fluctuates, we have to have something to peg it to. So the Rambam in Rif hold that we peg it to silver. Shur and halacha Moshe Mesinai, we have such a kabbalah. The Rashba in the Rif holds no, it has to be pegged to something that you have to be able to buy something with it. You have to be able to get something with it. And the Rashba would hold that Bizman Hazeh, I don't know, what's a pruta Bizman Hazeh? A penny is not a pruta, you can't buy anything for a penny. You can get something for a nickel?
The hardware store.
The hardware store. What can you get for a nickel?
That's
about.
If you buy a quantity, everything will become cheap.
Could. What?
If you buy like a lot of something, so it may cost a total of $5.
It's true, you could buy... You could buy a pack of a pack of paper and it's less. But so then it's only got a size, then you could always break it down to more and more. Right? It has to be something that like you say, of the size that there's somebody who deals with. The Sma paskins like the Rashman and the Ritzvah. The Sma holds that you have to be able to buy something, or else it's not a pruta. However, the Shach and the Taz, the Shach is in Yeridei and the Taz in Cheshen Rish, but the Shach and Taz argue, and they say it's Chatzis Sa'ir. That's the way most Poskim hold. When does it come up? I guess it will come up. If you want to be Mekadosh and Isha with the smallest amount that you could, then it would be a Nafka Mina. For me, it's a Nafka Mina. I'll tell you, when I sell the Chametz to the guy, the halacha is when you sell the Chametz, the guy makes a down payment. He doesn't pay the full value, he doesn't have that much money. But before Pesach, he makes a down payment and he becomes a bachai for the rest. So if his down payment, you need a pruta per person I'm a shliach for. I'm a shliach for the people who made me a shliach. Let's say 200 people name me a shliach. I have to ask him for a pruta per person. So if a pruta is a third of a penny, you say, ask him for a dollar, it's more than enough for 200 people. If a pruta is like the smah, so for many years I want to Pesach and Rabbi Yitzchak Hashitas. For many years I went with a nickel as a pruta, and I would ask him if I was a shliach for 200 people, I'd ask him for $10. Last year I started to get nervous if a nickel is still a pruta, still you can buy anything for a nickel. I don't know. So last year I jumped up to a dime. I'm not sure if a dime is any better than a nickel. But a quarter is certainly more than a fruit then. I don't know. So I'm not sure, according to the Sna, exactly how much the Sefer Sna's classmate, the Rashi, the Ritva, how much it is. But this is a Yesodus Dikah Machlokes in how to look at money. It's the Aleph Beis of the concept of Kesef and Shavah Pruta. Memela comes out a number of major nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Rashba, one of which is Negea to our Sugya. That is the question of Shavah Kesef Kekesef. Is it a Svara or is it a Gzeres HaKosef? So a number of Achrayim say, I think David Blum is the easiest one to look at, in Simcha of Zion, I think it's the Katan Aleph for the Avnei Baluim, they say that the Machlekes, the Rashba, and the Rambam, in what is a Shavah Pruta? What is money? Is money an absolute thing, pegged to silver, or is it Shavuos? That's the Machlekes, if Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef is a Svara or not a Svara. When the Torah says Kesef, do we say it's a Svara? The Torah says Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. You can buy a field with Kesef. So you can do it with Shavah Kesef. The Rashba holds it's a Svara. Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef is a Svara. L'shitasa. Because the Rashba holds that Kesef is an abstract value. It's an abstract idea of a value. You have to be able to buy something for it. Now it's true, we peg it to silver, that everyone agrees. But what's Shavah Pruta? It's a value, it's an abstract idea. You have to be able to buy something for it. If you talk about value as an abstract idea, there's no difference between money and shoes and apples. Everything has value. Everything in the world that's sellable has value. So, Shavah Kesef Ki Kesef. If the Torah said I could buy a field, do a kinyan with Kesef. I give a Kaddish and Isha with Kesef. The Torah says Kesef, the Torah says Shavah Kesef too. It's a Svarach Yitzayim. However, Tosfos apparently holds, like the Rambam and the Rif, that Shavah Kesef, that Kesef is a silver, Kesef Mamish. When the Torah says Kesef, it means silver. And when you read the word Kesef, the proper translation in the English side would be silver. If you have an art scroll, that if the Rambam had attached it, Kesef, you write silver. If you ask the Rashba to attach it, you attach it money. It's a different attach. Since they hold that money, Kesef, means silver, so the Torah said that you can buy a field with Kesef, you can be Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. It's a legitimate question. Could you be Mekadesh and Isha with Shavah Kesef? So I need a pasuk to tell you, the Rabbi, Shavah Kesef to Kesef. I need a ribum. Because it's a legitimate question. The Torah said Kesef. It wasn't talking about a ring. How do you know if Mekadesh and Isha with a ring? So for that, I need to know I could use other things as well. So this is the machloikis, the two mahalchim in the definition of money, how much money is money, and whether Shavah Kesef Kekesef is a Svarach Yitzayinah, as the Rashba holds, or whether Shavah Kesef Kekesef is a Gzeres HaKosov, as Rashi and Tosfos hold. Like Tosfos, if it would say Kesef, it would just say Kesef, it would be money. Kesef Yashiv, Rashi says Yashiv is extra, the Rabbi Shavah Kesef. To be Marba, oh, you mean money, copper coins, or gold coins, or paper coins, or Nachinami. That's what would come out. And I think if you look at Avnei Baluim, he says that a Pruta is itself Shavah Kesef. Pruta is Nechashis. So it comes out that a Pruta itself is only Shavah Kesef. Because Nechashis is not Kesef Mamish. So these are two shittas. We're going to come back to the two shittas tomorrow. Just first to explain our Gemara. According to the Rashba, why do I need a pasuk? Yashiv l'rabbi shavah kesef. It's a shita. So there are a number of mahalchim in how to answer it. Why do I need a pasuk by the zikin? Yashiv l'rabbi shavah kesef. Bishlam alei taisvus. You need a pasuk. But like the Rashba, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So the truth is, the Rashba himself answers. The Rashba answers the following teretz. The Rashba says that b'chol ha'tera kula, it's a svara, shava kesef kekesef. By Nezikin, the Torah said that when you pay karka, you must pay netav. All karka is karka. Beinus is karka. Ziburis is karka. But when you pay for Nezikin, you must pay netav. Here, I would have thought, here the Torah said by karka, you have to pay the easiest karka to sell. So I would have thought by metaltalin. Also, when you're coming to pay metaltalin, you have to pay the easiest metaltalin to go into a store with. What's the easiest metaltalin to go into a store with is money. So I would have thought you have to pay dafka money, not shava kesef. So by nezikin, I need a riboy to be mar b'shava kesef. Why? Why do I need a riboy? Because there's a svara. I might think there's a special dinner made out here which limits me to kesef. But so that's why I need a pasuk l'rabbi shava kesef. B'chol tara kula, I don't need. That's what it says in the Rashba. Well, B'chanan and Kedushin brings that there are two gersois in Agamara. Agamara says, Yashiv l'rabbi shava kesef afilu suvim. The Vav by afilu, there are two gersois. Some have ve'afilu, and some have just afilu. Here in Agamara it says ve'afilu. B'chanan says, if you gairis yashiv l'rabbi shava kesef, ve'afilu subin. The Gemara is saying two chidushim. One, shava kesef. And two, even subin. If you gairis it without the vav, yashiv l'rabbi shava kesef, afilu subin. It's just one chidush. Subin. The girsa that doesn't have a vav holds that shava kesef ki kesef is not a chidush like the Rashi. Shava kesef ki kesef, that's a svara. I don't need a pasuk for shava kesef ki kesef. Why do I need this pasuk here? I need this pasuk to tell me, afilu suvin, that you can even give an inferior thing, which is hard to market. So even that you could also give. That's the chiddush of the pasuk according to that verse. So you can either go with what the Rashi himself says. The Rashi had the girsa of afilu suvin, so he had his pshat. Rav Chanan says a second reason you need the pasuk like that girsa. Either way, the yesod that we learned today, which we're going to come back to tomorrow, so just make sure you understand it, is that there are two basic mahalchim in kesef, the idea of kesef. Now, the idea that you need kesef to peg it to something, I mentioned Shem B'chazaynish, which is a Gemara, everyone agrees with. The basic underlying theme that you have to have something to peg value to, everyone agrees with. How the Torah set it up, whether it's Shavius, or whether it's Chatzi Sayer or Kesef, that's the two mahalchim in Kesef.